Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hong Kong's Postal Service says it's stopping shipments of goods to the U.S., a reaction to the tariffs being imposed by President Trump. More from reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Hong Kong Post accused the U.S. of imposing bullying tariff hikes as it said it will reject parcels containing goods that are bound for the U.S. by either land or sea with immediate effect and airmail packages from April 27th. It comes after President Trump's recent order to drop a duty-free exemption for small parcels from China.
Tariffs were a major subject at a town hall in Georgia held by Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was about as raucous as was expected.
If you stand up and want to protest, if you want to shout and chant, we will have you removed just like that man was thrown out.
Green said what she called the real economy is thriving under President Trump. Some people were tased and removed from the town hall. What would be the effect of the Trump administration freezing more than $2 billion in funding to Harvard University? CBS's Nikki Batiste went to Harvard's campus in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
We spoke with a medical professor here to get an idea of the real-life impact of these cuts. He runs a lab here. He said some of the research that could be impacted involves Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's, cancer. And at another school we visited, Johns Hopkins, an oncologist there said cuts at that school could mean ending clinical trials that save people's lives.
The Trump administration continues to defy a court order requiring it to explain what it's doing to return a man to the U.S. from El Salvador. Here's CBS News Justice Department correspondent Jacob Rosen.
Lawyers for Abrego Garcia and the Justice Department faced off in a courtroom on Tuesday, one day after El Salvador's Nayib Bukele said he would not be returning the man. A Department of Justice attorney continued to dodge straightforward questions on what the Trump administration is doing, if anything, to return the man.
Experts are warning that the so-called boarding issue at hospitals where a patient has been admitted but is waiting for a bed will worsen as the number of people 65 and older in the U.S. with dementia grows in the coming decades. Dr. Allison Haddock is president of the American College of Emergency Physicians.
The patients that we see who are sick and they need to stay overnight in the hospital don't have anywhere to go because the hospitals are chronically full. So where patients end up seeing that is in the emergency department because they arrive at the emergency department, they need care. And there's nowhere to put them.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier carrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's spacemates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies expected as winds will back down. Morning lows in the mid-20s. Quite a bit of sunshine for your Wednesday. Light winds, highs in the mid-50s. By Thursday, showers will be likely along with increasing clouds. It's 33 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Joining us on the show, Representative Mark Pocan. Just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. As you know, Hungary has become kind of the role model for the GOP. Viktor Orban, the dictator of Hungary, has come to the United States on a number of occasions to speak to Republicans. He's been embraced at the White House. He spoke at CPAC down in Texas a year before last, as I recall. One of the things he said at CPAC is you need to create your own media like I did in Hungary. You see, in Hungary, all the independent media is out of business. The ones that persisted in the face of Orban, he sued into bankruptcy, and others he simply had his oligarch buddies buy. And so now all the television, all the radio, all the newspapers, all praise Orban all day, all, you know, 24/7, 365. That was one of his pieces of advice. Another one of his pieces of advice was, you know, get your judges. Right. Evict or impeach or replace or intimidate judges who stand up for the rule of law and just have judges who will go along with whatever the emperor says. Another one of his pieces of advice was identify a minority group that you can harass and that you can vilify, that you can demonize and use that for political power. In fact, pass laws to hurt that minority group if you possibly can. You know, it worked very well for Hitler in Germany for years with the Jews and the gypsies and the mentally retarded or mentally disabled. And, you know, it's go for it was Orban's message, basically. And now, this week, I think it was yesterday, might have been the day before, Hungary passed a constitutional amendment. Now, keep in mind, a couple of years ago, Orban actually got a brand new constitution for Hungary that would pretty much guarantee that he gets to be emperor for life. Even though there's an election coming up and the polling shows that Orban's going to lose the election, I'll bet $50. Well, you know, I don't bet, but I would bet just about anything that Orban wins that election. Why? Because he's practicing voter suppression. He's kicking people off. He's learned how from the Republican Party here in the United States. In the parts of Hungary where the anti-Orban sentiment is strongest, which tends to be the big cities, they're preventing people from voting. Or they're figuring out reasons not to count their vote and making it harder to register to vote. And they've essentially gerrymandered the entire country in a way that guarantees that the parliament is always on Orban's side. But now what they've done with this new constitution of theirs is they just amended it to make it a crime, an imprisonable offense, to show up in public in support of the queer community. Now, Budapest is a pretty cosmopolitan city. I don't know if you've ever seen the FBI International show on TV. I think it's CBS. But, you know, it's based out of Budapest. And you get to see what the city is. I've been to Budapest. I, you know, in fact, my best friend Jerry and I were in Budapest the week that the wall fell at East Germany and this wave of East German refugees or whatever just, you know, was coming into Hungary. And it was suddenly, hey, we can travel, you know, let's go someplace. And it was kind of a wild time. It was right around the time that Orban was climbing to power, frankly. Just a few months after we were there, as I recall, in June and in August of that year, Orban gave his big speech, his big anti-Russia speech that catapulted. He was a lowly member of parliament at the time. He was in his 20s at that time. This was in the 90s, in the early 90s. And so anyway, he has ahead of the vote. Protesters attempted to blockade the entrance to the parliament parking garage. Justin Spike writes for Associated Press News. Police physically removed the demonstrators who had used zip ties to bind themselves together. This is a child protection law. This is the rubric that they're using, which is like, you know, Republicans love to use that kind of stuff here in the United States, too, against gay people. Budapest is one of the, you know, it's one of the great cosmopolitan cities of Europe historically. It's just a beautiful, beautiful city. And they have this annual gay pride parade. It's been going on for decades. And it's become a big deal. It's become kind of like Mardi Gras in New Orleans. I mean, it's a really big deal. Well, it just got outlawed. It is now officially against the law. And the new law or the new amendment to the Constitution allows the government to use facial recognition tools to scan anybody who shows up for this year's Pride Parade and then explicitly go after them. The fine for violating this law is 200,000 Hungarian forints. It's about $550. And, you know, you can lose some rights as a Hungarian citizen. I mean, you know, terrible things can happen to you. David Bédó is a lawmaker with the opposition Momentum Party. And he said before the vote, he said, the past 15 years, Orban and his party have been dismantling democracy and the rule of law. And in the past two or three months, we see that this process has sped up. The new amendment also states that the Constitution only recognizes two sexes, male and female, which makes it against the law for same-sex couples to adopt children, because every family that does adoptions under the law in Hungary must have a mother and a father, and they must have been born female and male. A Hungarian lawyer, a fellow by the name of Dobrinti, says this is a clear message to transgender and intersex people. He said it's definitely and purely and strictly about humiliating people and excluding them, not just from the national community, but even from the community of human beings. And this is the 15th time that Orban and his party have amended the Hungarian constitution since that new constitution was passed in 2011. Meanwhile, here in the United States, Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's anti-oligarchy tour is absolutely kicking ass. They went to Idaho yesterday to the Nampa's, apparently that's a city, Ford, Idaho Center on Monday afternoon. And this is incredible. The arena, the center, the Idaho Center's capacity is 12,200 people, and when they hit 12,500 people, the fire marshal closed the doors and said, that's it. The mayor of Boise is a progressive Democrat, Lauren McClain. And Mayor McClain stood up and said, I will continue to fly a pride flag outside our city hall. And she was roundly applauded. In fact, she got a standing ovation for that. Dozens of, this is funny. There were counter protesters. There were maggots there. And the maggots were outside. They set up a little camp outside. And they were holding Trump signs and waving a Doge flag. You know, the one with the 14, the gear with the 14 teeth in it that symbolizes the 14 words that all white supremacists must memorize. It's why Elon likes to, apparently why he likes to tweet 14 American flags. But to paraphrase Dwight Eisenhower, their numbers are small and they are stupid, in his letter to his brother Edgar in 1956. This is the Idaho Statesman, says dozens of counter protesters set up camp outside the arena holding Trump signs and waving a Doge flag. Dozens. Oh, my God. 12,500 people and you got dozens. Oh, my. I'm wondering, and I'm wondering if you have any insights into this, because I don't. I don't travel in right-wing circles, and very rarely do right-wingers call me this bird. I mean, we welcome it. I always try to, you know, I advise Jeremy and Mateo, I always move the right-wingers to the front of the line when they call. But, I just don't know. Are right-wingers starting to abandon Trump? Or are they embracing him even more tightly?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Are they loving them some fascism, or are there still some kind of John McCain, Barry Goldwater people out there who actually think that maybe we should have the rule of law?
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. And get this, up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial at ShipStation.com, code TOM.
To drag us back to God knows when, rights erased with the stroke of a pen. While fascists...
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing stuff. Hang on just a second. Get a little disoriented yet. Oh, yeah. Okay, we've covered all our stories for the hour. So, Patrick in Seaside, California. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind today?
I have a pitch for a song idea for Louise, and I will either get a chuckle out of both of you, or I will go down in flames in ignominious shame, embarrassment, and defeat.
Okay, Patrick, go for it.
But, by the way, before I get to the pitch, you and I are pretty much only one degree of separation via Richard Bandler from my friendship with the late Robert Anton Wilson. And I used to, in 92 to 94, I had a graveyard radio shift on KZU, and I'd mix interviews with him in the wee hours of the morning with music, psychedelic and strange music from the 60s through the 90s.
Wow.
And this is going to my point about a radical idea for a Louise song that includes you. She needs to find an app that gets an AI version of your voice, enough of a sample, and you will be the lead singer. And then maybe in a bridge, your voice, if there's going to be a singing part, might morph into like Roger Daltrey from The Who. But let me get to my thing about Richard Bandler. During the 92 to 94 era, when I was doing interviews with Robert Anton Wilson, Richard Bandler came up in passing as a topic, and he said that he was at a seminar with Richard Bandler, and a woman that loved him said, "Oh my God, Dr. Bandler, I'm such a big fan, but do you have to use the F-bomb so often?" To which he said, Richard Bandler replied, "F yes," and he, of course, used the word.
Yeah, I know.
And I was always curious why you and Bob never actually hung out, since you were both friends with Richard Bandler. But anyway,
well, Richard never introduced me to Robert Anton Wilson, although I've read his work and I'm a big fan. But he's passed away now. Richard's still around.
Yeah. No, it was 2007, and I became friends with him, and as he always referred to in his nonfiction works, his wife, his beautiful redheaded wife, Arlen. I was friends with him. But my idea is that we get an AI sample of your voice, enough so that she can put your voice to the lyrics,
right.
And it would be a death metal gangster rap hip hop song diss track on Trump, Musk, Doge, and your favorite American fascist, where you're like dropping F-bombs. And the greatest rock video to this day is still Peter Gabriel's stop action claymation video to Sledgehammer. We could have visions of you in a leather jacket with a dog collar spiked and like, you know, Billy Idol.
You got Nate laughing so hard. I think you know, he just fell on the floor.
Hair. I'm just saying. And hey, it could be, you know, just as people, if you spend $1,000, you get a meet and greet with Tom. I would spend $2,000 if I had it, just to have like a separate session where it's just a minute where you look me in the eye and you yell in profanities, like everything that pisses you off about American fascism and Nazi lunatics and buffoonery. And I'm just saying, you know, hey, it could end up being like a for the next free speech pledge drive, like a CD track for like Tom Hartman sponsors for a pledge drive.
That's where, actually like, a good idea.
An extra $50, you get the CD of Tom's heavy metal punk rock hip hop diss track of Nazis.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
Well,
it could put a spotlight on Free Speech TV because it's available in 44 million homes, but it's not watched by 44 million homes.
Right. So I know that that can be done. You know that you can clone voices with AI. I don't know that you can do it.
I cannot be the only one who wants to hear Tom Hartman drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, well.
It can't just be me.
Okay. Well, that's not that hard. I did it on the
air
the other day.
I want that to be a brainworm for Louise. This is a brainworm.
But you know, the idea of taking a bunch of Louise's songs and burning them on a CD or putting them on a hard drive or a thumb drive and selling them, or not selling them, but offering them as a premium for Free Speech TV, I think that's a pretty good idea.
Who knows? We could maybe get a cameo by the guys from NWA or Ice-T. You know, could do like a little 15-second rap in the middle of this song idea I have for you, Louise. Yeah. I'm telling you, it'll be huge.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't have much of a musical background. I have to confess. I mean, I know people who do.
Well, but that's why she could have your voice and she could do the lyrics. She could do the diss track, death metal, hip hop, rap lyrics with your voice.
Yeah,
it would be great. It would be hilarious. It would rule.
Okay. All right. Well, let me discuss it with her, Patrick. I'll see her at lunch today. Patrick, thanks for our first meal of the day here. I want to get off the air. Patrick, thanks for the call. That was a good one. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be right effing back with you. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results.
So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The trade war is spreading. The post office in Hong Kong has announced it will soon stop shipping goods to the U.S. More from reporter Alex Jensen.
First, it's goods bound for the U.S. by land or sea, and then from April 27th, airmail too. Hong Kong Post's stance comes amid a tariff war between Beijing and Washington.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene hosted a raucous town hall in Georgia.
The Democrats have been riding. They are the party of violence. They are the party.
Get out.
First
Amendment. One person was tased and removed. An AP analysis shows that waits to be admitted from the ER to the hospital are growing longer. Dr. Allison Haddock of the American College of Emergency Physicians.
It can be hard if you're elderly or disabled to sit in a standard chair for many hours instead of being able to be in a hospital bed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks. The playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Mostly clear skies expected as winds will back down. Morning lows in the mid-20s. Quite a bit of sunshine for your Wednesday. Light winds, highs in the mid-50s. By Thursday, showers will be likely, along with increasing clouds. It's 33 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that
where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
And Mar-a-Lago nights are flowing high on gas. They sell us out in plain sight. No need to hide the crime. Just pledge your love to power, and you're safe most every time. Regulations bought and sold like favors in the dark. Truth is just a whisper in a cage.